As we get closer to tip-off, we talk now with Upper St. Clair head coach Pete Serio. Coach, in your first year here at Upper St. Clair, how do you feel things have gone for the team and for yourself here in year one?
Well, if I go back and look at it realistically, I think it's probably gone the way it should have. I was hoping we'd get out of the gate a lot quicker, but looking back on it now, all the new learning that they had to do with me and me with them has taken some time because everything's new. And I've seen improvement over the last couple of weeks. So I'm pretty positive right now about what's going on.
Now, you took over a rather experienced group of players with several returning starters. Having that kind of experience back, how helpful was that, if at all, in transitioning into your first year as head coach?
Well, I think there's a plus side and a negative side. I think as three or four seniors go, they are used to their ways. And someone coming in that's different and does things differently is not an easy transition for kids that are seniors and, you know, it's their last year and they're used to doing things a certain way. So in that respect, it's been a little difficult, but it's also nice when we have a game going on and they're seniors and the leadership is there and the desire to win because they know, you know, their time is limited and how much time they have left in the basketball.
Player you know very well, your daughter Madison Serio. How much fun is it to be able to coach her and tell us about some of her strengths on the floor?
Well, I'll look back at this as one of the best experiences of my life as a father. We get along really well. I do push her, and I can be difficult, but it's been great as a father. As a coach, Madison leaves it all out on the floor. We went through a four-game stretch there where Madison was our leading rebounder. I wasn't happy about it because we have a lot more girls that are taller than her, but she leaves it out on the floor and at this point she just wants a win, and I can appreciate that.
Returning from a knee injury, guard DeAndra Conwell, how has she progressed from the injury, and is she back to full health yet?
It's been a struggle for Dee at times. She wasn't cleared until mid-October, I think, or near the end of October, and she's not able to do the things she used to do. We're only 9-10 months out of surgery, so I knew this was going to happen, but mentally Dee did not know that. And I think Dee's really improved over the last couple of weeks. She's playing within herself. She's scoring. She's become a better rebounder. And I think hopefully as the next, you know, month or so goes, I think that that her knee will get stronger and she'll be able to hopefully get closer to who she used to be. Because, I mean, who's kidding who? She was playing great last year. And a knee injury is an ACL is tough to come back from.
Senior Rachel Mazey, another highly skilled player on your roster. What does she add to the team?
Rachel is very highly skilled. Offensively, she is she's as good as anybody offensively, as far as I'm concerned. Her form, her skill level at the offensive end, being able to shoot it from three or from inside and using her body to power it up. Rachel is I don't want to say we go as Rachel goes, but we need Rachel on the offensive end. And when Rachel scores, her defense is better, her rebounding is better, and when we can get a full game out of Rachel, I think we're a pretty good basketball team.
Now, Maisie is your tallest starter at 5'8". You basically employ a five-guard lineup. I know that your philosophy is that you're going to play your best five. Tell us a little bit about that philosophy.
Well, I've always believed that, you know, if you're the five best players, it's up to me to find a way to make it work. I don't want to plug them into my system and make them do what I want them to do or make someone else do something. I think if your five best players are guards, find an offense that'll work and find a defense that'll work and put them in a situation where they can be successful. So I do believe that my five best players are guards. And you know what? It's been a learning process over the last month or so. We weren't who I thought we were going to be, but we've made some adjustments. And I think things have been improving over the last month.
And looking at tonight's game, the Panthers face the Baldwin Highlanders. What's your take on tonight's matchup and your opponent?
Well, I mean, I'm learning something, too. This section, you have to come ready to play or you're going to lose. And we're not going to take anybody lightly. Baldwin can shoot it. They got a couple players that can put it in the basket. And we're going to have to make sure we contain them and play great defense, play good defense. And then execute our offense. I mean, we're starting to do that a little bit better than we were early on in the year. I think that was where our troubles were. We weren't executing our offense. We were so easily getting out of it. But we need to execute our offense, and we need to you know, focus on those girls on that team that can score it.
It's Upper St. Clair head coach Pete Serio. Thanks for your time. Good luck to you and your team tonight.
Thank you.